As a mom, you wear a lot of hats, and sometimes it seems like you're going in a million directions at once. At the 29-Minute Mom, we want to give you the tools to bring it all under control and reach your highest potential. If you give us a few minutes, we'll help you find those extra hours you need every week to achieve balance and satisfaction in everything you're trying to get done. The 29-Minute Mom. It's time just for you. And now, here's your host, life's organization expert, author, and coach, Jennifer Ford Berry.
Here is another speaker for our Created Order Conference, Holly Pazut. We're so glad you could join us today, and I want you to just tell the audience a little bit about yourself so they can get excited to hear you speak at the conference in Charlotte coming up on June 28th and 29th. So welcome.
Yay, thank you. First of all, I'm so excited that you asked me, okay? And I love the name of the conference. Except for me, I would have to say mine is more about recreating, redesigning my order, all right?
Yeah,
so I'm very excited. I would have to say, for those that will see me speak, I'm going to say, look out, because here I come.
Oh, yeah.
You bring your game face on and be ready to get out of your seats. That's how we're going to do it. That's
okay.
How much fun.
Oh, yeah. I love that. This has to be a high energy conference. You know, women, we're always inundated with stuff to do on a daily basis. And sometimes we just got to let loose, right?
Well, this is the time to do it, right?
Yeah.
Nothing to prove, just come out and have a great time. And I'm going to share a personal story, which could happen to anybody, I believe.
Yes.
However, it happened to me, yay. But at the same time, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And through the story, I think they'll also come to understand that life is not all about who you are, who you know, how big your house is, how many diamonds you have on your finger, because I have none. It's going to be a lot of reflection.
Oh, I love that. I think women don't take a lot of time out for that because they're so busy with their to-do list. So I'm super, and I know for me, I just, at this point in my life, I just want to learn more about myself and grow as a person. And I feel like the more we grow inside, the more successful we can become and the more we can reach our highest purpose. So I'm so excited that you mentioned reflection. I think that's a big part of this weekend. It's part of the changing process and where they're going to go. And, you know, we've said this with all the speakers. We want this to be a life-changing event. We want them to know that we're building a community and that we're not just going to leave them hanging after the conference is over. Your session actually is session three, and the name of it is Choosing to Stand. And I just want you to tell the audience, you know, what's your main goal for your session and what you want the women to get out of it?
Well, I think there's a few main goals, if I can say it like that. You might look at me and think, wow, she looks like she's a member of the country club. But at the same time, you don't know what people are going through or where they have been or what's in their closet. It's just so interesting to me. You get a room full of women and you say everyone has a story, and then you start listening to all the stories and you really go, wow, everybody does have a story. But sometimes life is going to throw us things that we're not asking for, and we don't have the ability. We cannot change the circumstances. You cannot change the circumstances. The only thing that you can control, which I have become very good at, is I have learned to control my thoughts.
Mm.
I had a lot of practice. And unless you kind of go through a little bit of hell, you may not get all that practice, because when life is going great, life is great. But when you have a life-changing event, which I know that there will be women there that will, and they will be able to relate to that. But sometimes you just have to choose to stand based on your own thoughts. And then also sometimes, you know, we women, I'm going to say we women, because I think we're kind of threaded this way, but we want answers. Like, we want to talk. Well, what does that mean? And why did this happen to me? And things like that. Well, sometimes the answers are just not going to be there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to learn to accept going through life with the unanswered questions, not attaching to the need to know, which causes so much more anxiety and conflict. That's why we're going to choose to stand. We're going to do more than stand, though. I'm so excited.
Oh boy. I know. I think that to me, when I hear what you're saying about your circumstances, you know, and choosing your thoughts, so, so powerful to take control of our thoughts instead of letting our thoughts control us. And I put that all in that category of mental clutter. Sometimes the mental clutter is more exhausting and suffocating than the actual physical clutter in our life. And, you know, the conference is all about recognizing what is clutter and then how to remove it and eliminate the stuff that doesn't serve us before we can move on to our purpose. And I think you are going to really hit the nail on the head powerfully with mental clutter and controlling what is in our heads and how to kind of clean it out a little bit, right?
Exactly. Declutter. And I think we put ourselves in our own prisons. You know, we put ourselves in our own hell. And really, a lot of the clutter isn't even fact. It may not even be true.
It's perception, right?
Yeah, it's all perception.
It's perception. I was listening to a podcast on my way home today from Tony Robbins, and it's just, you know, I love him. And he was
talking
at a conference to his audience, and he was like doing this exercise where, give me a stressful thought you have. And someone would say, oh, I'm not smart enough. And then somebody else would say, oh, I'm just a farmer from Idaho. And he was going through this whole thing. And he was like, can somebody give me an original stressful thought? And it was like, nobody could, because every thought that somebody mentioned, so many other people in the audience had the same exact thought. And it's like, deep down, aren't we just all the same, Holly? I mean, we're all.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, especially.
We all belong. We all belong. Yeah.
Yeah.
We tend to sometimes, I think, too, get stressed out about such minutiae, such little things. I was complaining, you know, I don't have a halo over my head. Just because I'm a speaker doesn't mean I have it all together, because I'm telling you, I do not. But I was talking to one of my kids, and I was saying, oh, I have to wait for this, and this broke down, and the color of the sofa didn't come in the right color or whatever. And one of my boys, they said, Mom, first world problems.
Yes.
First world problems. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I'm complaining that the color's not right. This is crazy. Kind of put me right in my place.
Yeah. And you knew that, but you just got a little off track for a minute, which happens
totally.
To everybody.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that a lot of times women, sometimes we just need to take that time out and actually give ourselves a break from the everyday life and do something for ourselves to put us back on track. And I really want this conference to be kind of a reboot or a restart button that a woman can come, hit this button and say, you know what? I'm tired of living this way. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to invest in myself.
They have to make that change, you know, because if you read a book or go to a conference, that doesn't mean everything is changing.
Yes.
You have to practice it. You have to be really intentional about how you want to create this life. You know, these last few days, I have had some anxiety. Oh, I said it, the anxiety word. So I kept thinking, Holly, what do you need to do? So every time I'd start to feel that, you know, that agitation, I kept saying, practice getting rid of the anxiety, Holly. You're going into anxiety mode. You've got to stop. You have to stop. And I, just these last few days, I've been very conscious of it. Now, I didn't say I'm 100% anxiety free, but I do feel a lot better. You know, but you've got to practice. You've got to stay with it.
Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is you're being intentional.
Totally. And I also think that it also depends who's in your life.
Mm.
You know, who's in your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You're surrounding yourself with women that are like, you know, they awfulize. Everything is going to be so terrible.
Yeah.
You know, the situation is the worst that it can be. I called my boyfriend. He didn't answer the phone. He's with someone else. Oh my gosh. He's not being faithful. Or, you know, you come up with these conflicting thoughts. If you're with people like that, you're going to be like that.
So true.
You know, you have to find the right, I think like stays with like to some degree.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And that's one of my goals and visions for this conference too, is to give women a new tribe. Not to necessarily abandon your tribe from where you live and where you come from, but I want to have a healthy tribe form for these women, because I think it's so important what you just said about who you're surrounding yourself with and the messages you're hearing and the fuel you're putting in your brain every single day.
Even if your tribe is a little negative and you've all fallen into that, you can still be that game changer. So from this conference, perhaps you will go back and think, you know what? Someone's going to have to start something fresh and new. Mm. You know, you can be that game changer. And, you know, it's just like once my attitude changed, my friends noticed. They were like, God, I want what she's smoking, you know. And then the next one, and then the next one. And then we just start to pay it forward. And then you find your way.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I'm so excited.
I am too. We're going to have a great time.
We're going to have a blast. And it's cool because even, like you said, the speakers, nobody in that building is going to have it all together. We're going to all learn from each other. And I want people to know that there's not going to be any judgment, just to come and be open and be vulnerable and be excited and just let loose so that you can get the best experience out of it. I think sometimes we want to look like we have it all together in front of other people in our lives. And here you can just come and let your guard
down. That's stressful.
Yeah, too much stress.
No. Nothing to prove. Come as you are, you know. And, you know, it's interesting. What I'm excited about this conference, Jennifer, is that it's not your buttoned up, tight, professional community. Not that I don't love them, and I speak to a lot of that community, but there's usually management there, the owner of the company's there, the upper brass is there, and so forth. So people are a little bit reserved, mm-hmm. a little bit more on their P's and Q's, and that's normal. I don't think that's inappropriate, but I do think that what you're putting together is going to give women just that opportunity to kind of just be together face to face, let it go, maybe share their own struggles, maybe share what's working. And I think that's just really good stuff for all of our souls.
Absolutely, 100%. So I hope that, you know, when you're watching this, whoever's listening today, just make sure you go to the website, jenniferfordberry.com. It's /created-ordered-conference, and you can see the bios on all of our amazing speakers. So if you want to hear, you know, learn more about Holly, you want to see what she's all about, go to the link, check out her site, follow her.
Don't go.
I promise, she's being silly. It's going to be awesome, and it's so worth it. I mean, you're going to really empower these women. Your story is really, really powerful and unique. So we're not going to give it away. They don't know who you are, but very unique, very powerful. So I really hope that the women listening today will make an effort to give themselves permission to come and spend this time with us, because we promise it is going to be worth every single second. Thank you, Holly, for being on.
Thank you.
Do you know what would be really cool? If we could meet in person this year, and the Created Order Conference would be the perfect place. The conference will teach you how to recognize and eliminate the clutter that is stealing your space, time, energy, and money. It will inspire you to get your life organized and to take this new, amazing, organized life and use it to live on purpose, to live your God-given purpose. If this idea sparks your fancy, or you just want to come hang out with me, I want you to go to my website right now and get your tickets. Just go to jenniferfordberry.com/created-order-conference. That's jenniferfordberry.com/created-order-conference. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this opportunity to get your entire life organized once and for all. So we are wrapping up our day with our final guest here today, our amazing, amazing professional organizer, Jennifer Burnham, who is from Charlotte, North Carolina. And she is an organization coach, just like me. And I love what you say in your bio, that you believe that organization is more than just about color coordinating baskets and pretty labels. It says our homes say a lot about who we are. And that's so funny, because I always say organization is more than just trying to be Pinterest perfect. So I'm totally vibing with you, girl. But you're going to be coming to the conference. You're from Charlotte. You're an organizer. You're going to be, I think, the only other professional organizer besides me. So welcome.
I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to the conference.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's so funny, because I just think that the way you think about organization is very in line with the vision for the conference and just what we want the women to learn, that it's so much more than what kind of like the industry is portraying in social media and on television right now. It's a lot about the inner work, right?
Yeah, we've really over-glamorized organization and we've made it look easy. It can be simple, but simple isn't always easy. And it's definitely about our relationship with our stuff. If we don't get that part right, then the rest of the organization doesn't really matter. So I'll have conversations with women and they'll say, Jennifer, just tell me what to buy and then I'll go get it on Amazon and then you can come over and we can organize my garage. And it's not about using the space more efficiently. It's what are we keeping and why, and then how do we use the space efficiently? It's the same with time. You know, I teach the workshop on really taking back your time and minding your yes so you can not necessarily get more done, but it's not like I have the time management secret that no one else has.
Right.
It's really what are we saying yes to and why, then how do we use our time more efficiently? So they're really, I think they're connected.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say that because people always want to jump ahead because, you know, the clock is ticking, speaking of time, and women have a lot to do. And they just are like, get down to it. Tell me what to do, what to buy. I love that. They're always like, what can I buy? I'm like, we're not buying anything until we have a specific reason. So there is a process to this professional organizing thing, even more so than people probably even realize.
Right.
And there's a lot of psychology behind it that you and I know. And I think that's what we're going to bring to the conference is just that part of the why behind getting organized, because we can point out their clutter all day long. But until we get down to why is this clutter over here and this isn't, and we teach them that, then it's hard to decide what to keep and what to let go of, right?
Right. It's the decision is always the hard part anyways. When it comes to even committing to like a conference with your time and also with money, it's not really about the spending of the time or the spending of the money. It's a decision of do I want to do that or not? And I find this with myself. It's the same with our stuff. It's not really about the stuff. It is the decision. Do I want it or not? Once you get over the hurdle of making that decision, then the rest of it's really easy.
Yeah. And I think, again, decision-making goes back to the why. And I think when we have, just as a quick example, when you decide, you know, hey, what do I want to focus on for this 1 year? If it has to do with improving your life or growing, or learning something new, then you're going to make time for those things that coincide with that. But if you don't know what your vision is for the year, things will come up to you and people will ask you to do stuff. And that's where you're left very undecisive because you're not sure what you want to spend your time on. I think the decision to decide what that time spent looks like is the key.
Well, and someone, I don't even know who said this to me, there's such a great way to figure out what you want to do or where you want to go by figuring out what you don't want to do or where you don't want to go. But that still takes action. It still requires some quote unquote work to start in a path. I mean, I've talked to millennials and college graduates before about they're kind of out there. I was like, look, I've been there. You're like sitting in this boat and you're the middle of the ocean and you're looking around and you're like, man, I don't know which way to go. Mm-hmm. And the fact is you just got to start rowing because all the directions are the right directions. At some point you'll start to course correct, you'll find land and then, you know, you won't have to be out there all by yourself anymore. But if you stay stuck in the boat out of fear, like, I don't know which way is the right direction. It's like, there is no wrong. Just
keep going. I love that. Don't you think, too, that women want to wait for the perfect time?
Yeah, we all do.
They're going to write a book when their kids grow up. They're going to start their dream business when that last one goes to kindergarten or they have a little bit more money in the savings account. And it's just like the list just goes on and on and on and on. And I always say, just start doing something. It doesn't have to be perfect.
I love one of the things that I hear all the time is like memories or photos. Well, I'll get those organized later. Well, later is when we're 85 and our kids are like, crap, this is a lot of pictures. You know, oh, I'll wait till it snows. Well, it didn't snow this year. You know, now is the new later. So
I love that.
Now.
I just say that. Now is the new later. So now is the time that they need to get their ticket for created order because if you don't mark it in your calendar, and I always say, you know, time needs a home too. So you need to have this, which I'm sure you're going to teach about because your session, you are session, I think, number one.
Yeah, one or two. I think
one or two. And it's about time management. I think you're actually session two because we're talking about decluttering your life and stuff like that. And a lot of clutter comes with our schedule.
Yes.
So what I find a lot is that people don't take control of their time. They let their time control them. Mm-hmm. And this is a perfect example where if you watch all these speakers and these videos for the conference and you see the advertisements and it just keeps something in your heart pulls at you and says, this is something that could really change my life. Like, this is going to be big. This is going to be like a big transformative weekend for me. That boat is going to keep on going by if you don't jump on it. And jumping on it means taking action and putting it on the calendar, right?
Yeah. A lot of times we know we want to do it. We might be a little afraid. So what we do is we keep postponing and procrastinating and we let time run out on us. And then we have an excuse. Oh, well, I ran out of time.
Yes.
But you know, one thing that I love about this conference and how it's designed is it's meaty. And there is just so much that's going to be taught that is worth the investment of coming for, you know, the 2 days, the day and a half. And I've been to conferences before where I've, you know, really gotten that like cheerleader vibe. But then I know this one's going to be even more. Like, it's going to really give people the tools that they need. It's going to fire them up. And then they're going to want to go home and do stuff about it.
Right. And that's the cool part is like, I'm exactly on the same page with you. When I've gone to conferences and I've always left fired up, I'm a total conference nerd. Like, I could go to a conference every weekend and be super happy with myself. Take 5 pages of notes, you know, and I'll have all these plans and ambitions. But if you don't have a plan after you walk out of the door, number one, and number two, if you don't have some sort of accountability, you're right back where you started. And that's why the Created Order is going to be the foundation of our new community, where we're going to stay in touch with these women all year. We're going to make sure that they reach the goals that they set for themselves that weekend. We can't just leave them to the wayside and say, see you next year. Have a good time. Yeah, good luck. We want to be encouraging, and we don't, there's going to be days where it's hard. There's going to be days where people have the best intentions in the world on January 30th. But by December 12th, they're just going to feel like, I don't know if I can really pull this off. We all have that. And to reach any sort of goal or make a life change, you always have those down days. And that's when you need that accountability partner and that community behind you saying, you've got this, girl. Like, you have this. You just have to keep going.
As women, we're such nurturers, and we give and give and give of ourselves and our time. And it's really great. It is. But it feels so gratuitous. But what we aren't doing is taking the time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can be bankrupt in things other than money. So if you spend and overgive too much of your time and too much of yourself, then you will be emotionally bankrupt. And you know, this is an opportunity to say, this is just for me. And I may bring a girlfriend along, but I want to go and I'm doing this for me. And even making that decision is such a good place to start. Because then they show up at the conference. We all show up at the conference, whatever that is. And we're like, yes, like life's about to change.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that part. I mean, there's just so many amazing people coming. And the speakers are living, walking truths of what the message is. And I think when you get around like-minded people in the same room, there's such a powerful energy that literally anything can happen. Right. And then when on top of it, when you have prayer behind it and a God that is willing to show up. Sky's the limit. It's going to be amazing. I'm so, so excited to meet everybody face to face.
I mean, he's sitting on go, you know, we're ready. We're sitting on go with him, but we just never get off sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you say, okay, I'll try it. That's all he needs.
Just an open door. He's like, here we go.
Yeah. He's like, finally, this is what I've been waiting for. Okay, I got this. I got the rest of it. So I'm excited. I'm so glad you're joining us. I can't wait to get back down to Charlotte. I know that you've had a business there for what, 9 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. And this is where I started. 17 long years ago, I started my business in Charlotte in organizing. And I remember thinking, am I going to really make a job out of this? Like, I'm just going to ask my friends if I can organize their closet. And 17 years later, it's like, yeah, you can. You know?
I thought everyone was organized until I got to college.
I did too.
No, whoa, y'all are, what is this? I was like, why is the pizza still in the refrigerator? I'm pretty sure my roommates hated me.
I love that you threw in y'all. Do I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, because here we say a lot of you guys, like, oh, you guys, and it's like, what? Why are we saying guys? I don't know. So yeah, it's so funny, but I can't wait to get back to hearing y'all, because that is, your accent is just the cutest thing ever, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a really great conference.
Yeah. Okay, well, awesome. So everybody's going to get their calendar out right now, and they're going to mark it down, and that's it. Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for joining me today, Jen. I appreciate it, and I will see you at the conference.
Looking forward to it. Bye.
Bye.